Okay, so we said that the Yoina is the neshama, and he's upset. And Hashem basically says, "Look, it's he wants to die because he says it's toiv, and he says, look, I'm not that bad. I tried to do tshuva before it worked, before I died, and you didn't let me. And I knew you were going to let me, and I thought you were going to let me. V'ata now, Hashem kach nas nafshi, toiv moisi michayai." And he explained with that the Gemara in an Eirvin, unbelievable pshat yimashmish from myself, which is up the which means basically that
What's your topic?
you got to figure out how to misakin that which you messed up in the previous gilgal. So now, Hashem says, "Hahitev." So it keeps you tight. I never understood this pasuk. And Mamashem understood this pasuk. So in the pasuk shot of the story, Yonah is angry that Hashem accepted it. So Hashem says, "Oh, Yonah, you're really good and angry. Like what? Like, you know, like what is a childish like? I'm getting you back. But you're angry. I don't think you're angry enough yet. Doesn't flow." So the Gun says, according to the mashal, Bohem, I don't understand. Why are you angry? You brought this on yourself. That's what it means. Just like it says, he starts through the pasuk of by Cain. That's what it means. Hatev charalach. Loma charalach. Meaning, well, you're upset at me. You did it to yourself. This is all based on your own meisim that you did. So what are you angry about? Like you're angry for no reason.
Why can't you just say that in the regular shadow? I mean, what's you? If you start acting like that, why can't you just say
No,
that in
because
the
according to the Pashup Shad, it's a little harder to understand.
And why are you angry that they did true, though?
No, fine. But here he's saying you did it to yourself. That's the point. What can you be angry about? Here you're complaining that I'm treating you unfairly. You did it to yourself. What are you busy with me for? So I hate to have charalach. So it says like this. Yoina min ha'ir. So now Yoina goes out of the city. Vayeshev mikedem la'ir, and he went out of the city. Vayas lo isham. Vayas lo isham sukkah. Vayeshev tachtea batzel. Ad asher yireh ma yiyeh ba'ir. Zok de gra. He goes out of the ear and he says like this. Ki ra she Hashem lo yishol matfilosoi. Vashad dechuk aloi. Pirsh atzmoi min avodah zarah. He realized, man, min ha'il mazeh. He realized, oh man, that's it. This world is not going to be pretty for me. This is not going to be an easy way. I have no way out. I have no way out of this. Hashem is not taking me out of the world. Hashem is not changing my mazel. So you know what? I'm going to seclude myself completely the other direction. I'm going to get rid of my olam hazeh, and I'm going to the responses. I'm going mikedem la'ir. Mikedem means like mikoidem. What's the thing which was never koidem olam hazeh? The Torah.
Sure.
Torah was right. Torah. Sheyoshev lasik b'Torah. Shenivras koidem olam hazeh. And he went to Kedem La'ir. He went to the place that exists before the city. He wanted to just detach from this world. Sukkah. When a person wants to detach themselves from the city and connect to spirituality, what's it called? It's called a sukkah. This is good sukkah Torah over here, by the way. And he went to the tzel. Now, tzel should be a shmil shprach when it comes to sukkah. The halacha of sukkah is you need tzilsa meruba mechamsa. So actually, I saw this word last year in the Sefer Nachlas in the Beis David, which is the Shmuzin, right? The drashas of the Nachlas David. The Nachlas David was a Talmud of Elazar. So obviously, the Torah is often the Gra, the Chumash of the Gra. So he writes this concept there too. And the concept was like this. The concept is Tachoyg was Chag Hashem Shivas Yom, but Psoil is Goyren Vayekev. What's the idea? You have to, when a person gets too involved in this world, they're doing the Katsira, the vegetables all are all ready, and you can totally get caught up with this world. So what happens? You have to take, when you're gathering everything, don't get too carried away. Make a sukkah out of the psoilas goyren v'yekif. Take the leftovers, the stuff that's not so good, and focus and be busy with that. Only be nana from the psoilas, and try to stay away from overindulging in olam hazeh. And be in a sukkah. What's a sukkah? A sukkah is still some ruba mechamsa. Zaktagra, that the world, the physical world, is sustained by the sun, the shemesh. Hashemesh, Hakol. What's the pasuk in Kehilas? Ein chadash tachas Hashemesh, tachas Hashemesh this, tachas Hashemesh that. Everything is tachas Hashemesh. What does that mean? It means that it's subject to this world, subject to Olam Hazeh, subject to the Gashmias, to the physicality of this world. That's what the Shemesh represents, and everything tachas the Shemesh represents that. So when you're in the sun, that represents I'm under the Hashpa'a of the sun, I'm under the Hashpa'a of Olam Hazeh. I'm in Teva land. Comes the Sukkah and makes a tzel, makes a shade. It blocks the Shemesh, and it says, no, you're not under the Shemesh. You're in the tzel. The tzel, what's the tzel? The tzel is the hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Instead of being under the shemesh, you're in the tzel. You're in the shade. And the halach of a sukkah is it's got to be tzilsa meruba mechamsa. The tzel has to be greater hashpa to you than the chamon, than the sun. So when you're cutting the grass down, when you're cutting all the grains, and you could get carried away with olam hazeh. So then what you do is you take the leftovers of that and you make a sukkah. And that sukkah helps protect you from the shemesh in order that you don't get carried away with the hashpa of the shemesh, and you're under the hashpa in the jurisdiction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what a sukkah is. And that's what Yoina did there. Okay? Unbelievable. V'zeo tzilzom ruba mechamso. V'zeo v'yeshev batzel v'lay osak klom. Ad asher yireh mayyeh. And he wanted to see what would happen. What does that mean? He wanted to see what happened with his mazel in Yeshuna Latoiv. So here's what's happening is that he's doichik the Shah. He pushes the moment. But the halacha is, but the facts are that when you're doichik the Shah, the mazel can't change. So he's waiting to see, maybe the olam hazeh will get better. He doesn't know that his tikkun is to fix the problem that he had in the first Gilgal. The problem he had in the first Gilgal is that he ran to Tarshish. If you remember back in the beginning, what was Tarshish? Tarshish was the place of gold and silver. So his downfall in the first Gilgal was he overindulged in olam hazeh. And he allowed the overindulgence in olam hazeh to distract him from his mission. So here, he's going to separate himself from olam hazeh, thinking it's going to change the mazel. He doesn't realize it's not going to change the mazel. That's what you're supposed to do. You got to fix, you have to misaken that problem. You have to be misaken that which you messed up in the first Gilgal, and therefore you got to stay in the sukkah. You have to stay in the sukkah. Okay? So, b'maisa, it's taka very interesting. Sometimes you just see people that have a lot of ups and downs in life. You have an up, you have a down, you have an up, you have a down. That's normal. That's normal stuff. We can't determine anything about that. Okay, it's normal. Sometimes you find people that are abnormally unsuccessful. It's just not normal, their lack of hatzlacha. It's just, they can't get their act together. They're not matzliach. They just can't hold a job. They can't do anything. They're just not, you know, never going to work. And you never know. You know, after seeing this girl, like, you never know. There's lots of boyness in this world. Nothing's posh. So things which are not obvious, so they're not obvious. But things which are just, like, not within the scope of normal, you have to, you know, wonder to yourself, like, you know, they're not normal, so they're not normal. It's weird. So, so Hashem tells him, look, you're not going to change the mouth. This is your mouth. Yeah, but you're clearly not happy with your mazel. So Hashem says, fine, you know what? I'll give you a temporary respite from your disastrous lot in life. Vayiman Hashem Elokim kikoyin. The famous kikoyin diyoina. A tree of sorts. And the tree provides shade. Vayal me'al liyoina. It goes high. Liyois tzel arosha to provide him shade. To save him from his ra'asai. Now she says it means from the shemesh. So again, it's a very, very dramatic lashon in the pasuk. Like, okay, it's a little hot out. I'm saying he's making a big deal about it. I mean, it's like, calm down. Whatever. L'hatzel ra'asai v'yismach yoina. Shave. It's so futile. Al hakikayon simcha gedoyla. In the push-up shot, it's a little strange. I mean, what? He got a little shade, so now all of a sudden he says, like, you're hot. Here's a piece of paper. You can make yourself a fan. Simcha gedoyla. I mean, the pasuk saying it's simcha gedoyla. It's not, it's a little, okay, it's true, but I'm saying, is there, in the mushal, what is the simcha gedoyla going to be? So we'll learn it tomorrow. But we'll see what the kikoyin is and what's going on in the simcha gedoyla. Okay, we'll see them tomorrow, and then we have a few more days to wrap it up before Yom Kippur. Okay.
Thank you.
Shkoyach, thank you.